You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Monday. It's a new week, but a familiar topic. The most interesting thing in tech is artificial intelligence and two stories that, in tandem, are pretty important. First is written by my colleague Tom Simonet, and it's about bias in face recognition systems. And there's a stat that really jumps out from it, and that is that the best-in-class facial recognition algorithm will misidentify a black woman roughly one time in 1,000, and will misidentify a white woman roughly one time in 10,000. One way to look at it, that is, wow, these things have really gotten a lot better. They're much more accurate than people tend to think. People tend to think that they get it wrong like one out of 20 times. The other way to look at it is that it is 10 times more likely to misidentify a black woman than a white woman. Now, why would that be? In general, it seems that for facial recognition algorithms, women are a little bit harder, perhaps because they wear a little bit more makeup, is one of the hypotheses in recent studies. Who knows? But why is there the white and black difference? Probably because of racial bias on the internet, and that the images that the algorithms train on are mostly of white people, because that's most of the imagery on the internet. There could be other explanations, but that seems like the most likely candidate. So then there's the question of, well, what do you do about that? Because you really don't want to deploy an algorithm that is biased. So this is the first time that we've had very specific, very good data on how differently biased the algorithms are and why they might be that. Very important piece. Second thing is that there's news that Microsoft is putting $1 billion into OpenAI, the company that is working on trying to build in a general intelligence. They're not putting in $1 million. They're not putting in $10 million. They're not putting in $100 million. They are putting in $1 billion. That's an extraordinary amount of money. So Sam Altman, who ran Y Combinator, is running OpenAI, and the plan is to try to use artificial intelligence to basically recreate the human mind. So these two stories in tandem, pretty good way of thinking about AI right now. It's a thing with extraordinary promise, potential, and a thing with a lot of risks, a lot of ways it could go wrong, and a lot of problems with bias. It's clearly the most important thing we should be thinking about right now, and also the most interesting thing in tech. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.